Back here on the Rough Skull, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us on WREF. The OVC Commissioner, Beth DeBush, is here on the ref and talking about, at Media Day, the State of the Union in the Ohio Valley Conference. And there's a lot going on in your world, so Commissioner, really appreciate you taking the time.
Gosh, my pleasure to be here with you. This is always such a fun day to get the OVC family together to talk hoops.
Yeah, no doubt. And like you said earlier, with hoops staying in Evansville for the foreseeable future, 2032, extending your contract with the Ford Center, that's a big deal for our listeners, for the community, the athletic community in Evansville. Why was it important for the OVC to stay in this city?
We are so very fortunate in the OVC to have such a first-class home for our marquee championship. We can't find a better venue than the Ford Center. It presents the best of all we could want for our student-athletes. We add on top of that a supportive community from the mayor's office to all our local sponsors. This is just a wonderful homecoming, and it really feels like we are part of the Evansville community as a result of this long-standing relationship.
No doubt. And for USI fans listening, it's a big deal for them. Obviously, they don't have to travel, but also our listeners, they take pride in the city. I know that you see that as well. For the University of Southern Indiana, it's a big year. It's their first full member D1 season, and a year ahead of schedule as well, because it was supposed to take 4 years, now three, and now they're eligible for the NCAA tournament to cash in on the Ohio Valley Conference tournament in the Ford Center. What's your message to USI Athletics as they have finally made it through the transition process?
Well, USI should be very proud in what it has done over the course of the past 3.5 years to get ready for this moment. We knew early on that USI had a tremendous program and certainly was Division I ready. But the fact they were able to go through the NCAA process, take advantage of the fact the policy changed, but do so in a way that they were ready, really speaks volumes. I'm excited for them to start competing in championships, with our first one being the cross-country championship in a few weeks, and then be NCAA eligible moving forward. It's really exciting for the program. It helps with recruiting, and it helps the conference, candidly, to have two full-fledged Division I members added to the overall mix.
Really exciting season for the conference, but then again, kind of a bookmark season as well, because you're losing two schools after this year. Little Rock, they're going to the United Athletic Conference. Tennessee Tech, they're on their way to the SoCon. So where is this conference going, and what are your intentions maybe to add teams, and what's the game plan going forward?
Yeah, so the membership transition is part of the Division I landscape. Nobody relishes it, but it's part of the world that we live in. We spent the past 2 days with our athletics directors and certainly involving our presidents and chancellors to say we want to grow as a league. There are a handful of Division I conferences that have 9 or less members, but that's not who we want to be. We certainly want to add additional members that make sense, that are in our geographic locale, and make the league better. The OVC will seek to be aggressive in that approach. I don't want to sugarcoat that. It's a hard row, but it's a commitment that we have, and we had some really fruitful conversations while we're here. And it's really all of our members involved in the process, from presidents and chancellors to athletics directors to our conference office staff, all working to try to expand the league for its future.
What's the strategy in expanding the league? I mean, can you tell me where you guys might look as far as teams that you could look to add, programs? Are you going to look towards D2? You had some success in adding Lindenwood and USI. Or are you going to try to poach maybe another school from within a D1 conference?
So currently there is a membership moratorium that precludes any transition of a Division II school to Division I. So the strategy in the immediate needs to be focused on other Division I programs that would like to make the move. The moratorium is 2 years in length, so we could recruit some Division II programs. It's just a longer path to be able to add those members.
When you look at where the conference is right now, there's certainly a lot of really quality programs still in it. For this year, Little Rock and Tennessee Tech being on that list of 11, what is your confidence that the rest of the 9 will stay? Maybe other schools might be looking to leave as well.
You know, we had a heartfelt conversation in the room. Everybody seems to be appreciative of what the OVC is in terms of its values, its mission, the alignment. The athletics directors, all 9 of them, talked about how they respected and admired each other in the room, and they were willing to have a very candid conversation. And everyone said that no one's looking to run from the conference. We're looking to see if we can solidify it and make it stronger moving forward.
Commissioner, thank you so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Great. No, my pleasure.